BCA's Bedrock for the Future by Bill Jolly. The purpose of this article is to give readers information about the Jeffrey Blythe Foundation and to seek your consideration of making a donation or leaving a bequest to the foundation to support the long-term sustainability of Blind Citizens Australia. When Blind Citizens Australia was founded 45 years ago by David Blythe, Hugh Jeffries and others, they worked hard to build the organisation and create change. They grew the membership and formed local branches. They challenged the existing norms and cultures that pervaded services and societal attitudes towards blind people. They advocated for new services and a more accessible environment. And eventually, their cogent arguments for the very right to exist and speak for ourselves as a national consumer-based organisation prevailed. As BCA consolidated internally, generated widespread acceptance and recognition, and took its place in the mainstream of organisations for people with disabilities, attention turned to ensuring the long-term sustainability of the organisation through a mix of recurrent funding from government, members, and the broader community. It was the long-held dream of Hugh Jeffrey that BCA should have the support of a perpetual endowment to enable it to give attention to priority issues determined by the board with the maximum possible autonomy rather than operating subject to the constraints imposed by government contracts or grants from other sources. He and David Blythe formed a strong partnership to get something done about it. Accordingly, the Jeffrey Blythe Foundation was established in 1995 to create a capital base to support BCA's work and independence. The foundation makes regular contributions to BCA, with grants this year totalling $154,000. In November 2017, the Association of Blind Citizens of New South Wales made a substantial contribution to the foundation on the condition that a sub-fund, to be known as the Shirley Fund, be established. Disbursements from the Shirley Fund were to be given in support of the work of the association or its successors in New South Wales and the ACT, or to other projects benefiting people who are blind or vision impaired in New South Wales or the ACT. Later that year, the association merged with BCA, which therefore became the successor-in-law to the association. The foundation therefore has two funds, the general fund, which may be spent for the benefit of blind or vision impaired people throughout Australia, and the Shirley Fund, which may be spent for the benefit of blind or vision impaired people in New South Wales or the ACT. It is currently the policy of the Jeffrey Blythe Foundation that disbursements from these two sub-funds are confined to Blind Citizens Australia. The Jeffrey Blythe Foundation is a public ancillary fund. As such, gifts to the foundation are tax deductible. The foundation is required to regularly solicit donations from the public, and the foundation must disperse a minimum of 4% of its net assets to its beneficiaries each year. As chair of the foundation, I am supported by fellow directors David Blythe, Ashley Blythe, Michael Simpson, Marianne Diamond and Graham Innes. Our funds manager is Shaw and Partners. A donation or bequest to the Jeffrey Blythe Foundation is a great way to give long-term support to Blind Citizens Australia. The critical importance of the Foundation's grants to BCA is that they allow the BCA board full autonomy in setting its expenditure priorities. It lets BCA give attention to areas of need, be they membership support and development, critical infrastructure or policy campaigns. Please think about the information shared in this article and the ideas I have raised. I do hope that those of you able to do so will look favourably on donating to the Jeffrey Blythe Foundation or remembering the foundation in your will to continue BCA's vital work when you are no longer able to do so. For more information, please contact the BCA office or me directly using the contact details at the end of this issue.